Okay, hi, Colin Bauer here from Into Infinity. Yeah, just had a couple of people with a few questions regarding the number 534. You know, we did something on that in just the last segment. We said 534 divided by 6 equals 89, double digit Fibonacci number. Yes, that's right, and the last one at that. So, yeah, there is something there about all of that. But there is another way you can see the 534, and maybe this might make more sense to you in a sort of, if we arrange it in the right kind of way. So, let's imagine we're moving in base 10, aren't we? So, we're adding zeros at each stage, yeah? So, 534, yeah? So, we can write 500, and let's go down to the next line, let's write 30. And let's put 4 in a line underneath that, yeah? And what we're going to do is we're just going to add a 0 onto the end of each one of those. So we've got 5,300 and then 40. So we just, you know, we've times it by 10 in effect, yeah? Now what you can see is we can move. Let's say we were to, let's ignore the zeros. Let's just say there's zero space, right? We're just creating space for stuff to happen. And so let's say we collapse the 5. You see where the number 3 is? We can move that into the upper column. We get the number 53. Yeah, let's move it back down. In the 40, we could move that up into the third place next to the 5, and we would get the number 54. Yeah, and so we can actually have 53 or 54 there, can't we? Yeah, a choice between the two, and it's a plus or minus 1. Yeah, 53 is a prime number, by the way, and 54 there, yeah, it's a function of 9. So, it's actually, yeah, that's right, 6 nines. Yeah. So, once we get to the idea there, that basically that's how that structure can work, we can find out also that the other thing we can do is we can move the 4 next to the 3 into the 300 zone, and we get the number 34, which is not a prime number, but it's 2 17s, so it's quite an interesting number, yeah, because 17 is a prime, yep. And so now let's have a little think about that in terms of additive numbers. So let's make a little triangle. Let's make an upside down triangle. We're going to put 53 in one corner, and then we'll have plus 1, and we'll put 54 in the other corner. And we're going to put our number 34 at the bottom of the triangle. And what we notice is that 5 plus 3 equals 8. Yeah, 5 plus 4 equals 9, and 3 plus 4 equals 7, 9, 8, and 7, yeah, so 7, 8, 9, there is those numbers, yeah, so in infinity, that's one of the disruptions of the base 10 function, when 8 turns to 9 and 7s all erupt and all that business from the number 2. Where does it erupt from the number 2? Well, if you look at number 54, we can draw a line down, as we draw the line down to the 34, we realize, oh, that's a minus 20 line. And if we go down the other side, we get a minus from 53 to 34, minus 19 line. 19, again, is a prime number. 1 plus 9 equals 10. So, and 2 plus 0 equals 2. So we've got a 1, 0 on one side. Once we get to 19, yeah, plus 10 equals 10. We can reduce that back down to 1. And the 2, 0 just gets reduced exactly down to 2 straight away. So that's just sort of like an idea about how the 534 can work with those prime numbers in what we call that special triangle, which is basically based around the numbers 7, 8, and 9. And what it really is showing you is how the end of the base system, 7, 8, 9, how it actually functions. And that's what we need to know if we're going to get our head around, you know, this infinite number sets and how they transform. So that, you know, 7 and 2s and all that sort of stuff. It all kind of makes sense, and we can look at more of that in vortex mathematics when we start to sort of decode some of the numbers around that number 7, which is the number that you see at the bottom there, that creates a lot of confusion in the base 10 system. Anyway, that's all for now, just something on the number 534, and if you're wondering where all that stuff comes from, then actually you can add the 5, the 3, and the 4, and there's a 3-4-5 triangle. Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it? It's a 3-4-5 triangle. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. So you can have a look at all of that stuff. And just finally, also, just as a little point, if you remember that 4 is actually 2 squared, that gives us our square root 5, square root 3, square root 2, but we've actually squared the 2 into a 4. And that's another little clue there. But there, lots of stuff happening in 534. Oh, yeah, and did you notice? Yeah, that's right. 89, wasn't it? That was what 534 divided by 6. Oh, look at the top of the triangle there. 8 and 9. Oh, fantastic. All kind of works out, but and the reason it looks like it's just number coincidence is really because we're creating the box. We're creating the base 10 box, and that's why we can do this additive number function system, and it all kind of loops around in this infinite, because that's what happens when you make a box. You know, you keep going around in that box. If you work in base infinity, you don't have those problems, but we can utilize the limitation of number into different base systems to our own advantage, and then see what numbers they provide us, and then work with those numbers to create systems of more complexity. Anyway, that's Colin Power from Into Infinity. If you want to find out about more about fourth dimensional mathematics, you know, and you've got plenty to listen to on these on this sort of series as well. But we also have a website, intoinfinity.com, and you can check out some of the stuff there in more detail when you can take your time to read it. Okay, nice one. Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. And wherever you are, take care, and we'll catch up with you next time.